Yes, it's certainly that's exactly the word I would say. It's a relief that possibly we maintained that status and that element of the plan won't impact us in the way that we feared. So hopefully, as I say, we won't be as far from where decisions are being made, but we still will be competing with a large area. But yes, there is a certain element of relief, a deep sigh of relief within the division here in Donegal that we managed to weather that particular storm.
Do you think, though, that maybe now that there's a possibility that a conscious effort will be made to, I suppose, cater to other areas, maybe taking the focus off here in Donegal?
Well, that is the element. And look, what we're dealing with here is a plan that's been sold as some sort of an improvement. But the reality on the ground is, and everybody knows that, Garda Síochána is suffering from decades of underinvestment. And what little resources are being carved up and shared out. And we only have to look at the decision yesterday, an announcement again, another announcement, a new armed support unit in Cavan. While, of course, we should be welcoming that, the question everyone's asking Donegal is, how is that going to impact on us? We already know that our response times here in Donegal were up to 3 hours, and that was confirmed independently. So now, again, we're doing more with less. Is this going to impact our members from Donegal going to be deployed to Cavan? Are we going to now be further down the pecking order and further behind in the journey that we hoped we were on? Again, this plan, we believe in the GRA. It's ill-conceived, it hasn't been tested, and we don't subscribe to the notion that it's going to deliver better policing. Our experience is that promises are not kept, and the main element that seems to be sold at the minute is something about expertise and training. Our members delivering policing in Donegal currently today, the people of the Bennett have been served by a service which is critically under-trained. There's been a total lack of training in recent years and it's actually gone backwards. And to suggest that somehow, magically, an organisation that has no funding, that is in a funding crisis, has 15 million pulled out of it at the last minute for the last quarter of the year, is somehow going to be able to provide people with expertly trained experts in every area of the country. I'm sorry for my cynicism, but it's based on experience and what we've seen in the past. And there's nothing that has been explained or articulated as that allays those fears and suggests that we should be anything other than cynical and cautious.